With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Atlantic beaches off limits today from the Carolinas all the way north to New York, and there's good reason for that. Powerful Hurricane Erin is moving north offshore. It's currently hammering North Carolina's Outer Banks, generating life-threatening surf. People are urged to stay out of the water. Bob Orovec at the National Weather Service.
You look at some of these beach cams, and you know, they may not, the waves may not look, you know, terrible. You know, they're not like, you know, ginormous waves that are, you know, going over everyone's heads or bows, but you know, they're rough. You know, I think a lot of times people underestimate the severity of the waves. They may not look exactly visually dangerous, but when you get out into them, they can be very dangerous.
The storm currently bringing tropical storm conditions to coastal North Carolina and Virginia. The Trump administration scores another court victory in a fight over immigration enforcement.
A federal appeals court is allowing the Trump administration to end temporary protections for 60,000 migrants from Central America and Nepal. A district judge had ordered they be kept in place while immigrant rights groups challenged the administration. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco granted the government's request for an emergency stay. That means about 7,000 Nepalese, 51,000 Hondurans, and 3,000 Nicaraguans can now be removed from the country. I'm Ben Thomas.
After clearing the Texas House, the state Senate may vote today on a Republican congressional redistricting plan. Democrats who fled the state before returning vow to challenge the redrawn congressional maps in court. Israel's military launching an assault on Gaza City and vicinity. Israelis plan to take control of the area in order to wipe out Hamas. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 131 points. This is SRN News. It is back to school time in the U.S.
And that means a lot of youngsters will be getting some extra exposure to the scriptures through LifeWise Academy. The ministry tells the Christian Post that it has signed up nearly 100,000 kids in 34 states for Bible classes, which they will attend by taking time off from their regular public school classes. Many states allow students to obtain religious education off campus for a few hours each week, and a growing number of families are taking advantage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Prime Minister of Israel is taking his counterpart in Australia to task for vowing to unilaterally recognize a Palestinian state. Writing on social media, Benjamin Netanyahu says history will remember Anthony Albanese for what he is, a weak politician who betrayed Israel and abandoned Australia's Jews. The decision to recognize a Palestinian state comes at a time when anti-Semitism has been surging in Australia. This is SRN News. Has sports betting gone too far?
At least a couple of offshore bookmakers are offering odds on games at the Little League World Series. Team managers and Little League itself are not pleased. In news conferences throughout the Little League World Series, U.S. team managers have voiced their displeasure with gambling on their games. Players at the tournament top out at 12 years old. Little League International also released a statement last week denouncing sports betting on youth competition. Keith Peters, Washington.
Target is turning to an insider to serve as its next chief executive officer. The change comes as the discount retailer tries to reverse a persistent sales malaise and looks to spruce up its stores. CEO Brian Cornell, who's led the company for 11 years, plans to step down as of February 1st. He'll be succeeded by Target's Chief Operating Officer, Michael Fidelke. More details at srnnews.com.